This is Upstate's Health Link on Air. Linda Cohen here with you. A long career in medicine can bring with it many gifts. With us to share his perspective on his more than 50 years taking care of mothers and their newborns is Dr. Richard Aubrey. He's an obstetrician and the director of academic and community obstetrics at Upstate Medical University. Welcome, Dr. Aubrey. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So you've been practicing obstetrics for 50 years right here in Central New York at Upstate Medical University?
Right.
And you're about to retire, I guess.
Well, I'll be moving on to a professor emeritus position, so I'll still be teaching and doing some quality assurance work, but I think it's time for the younger generation to take on the responsibility.
Well, 50 years is quite a remarkable and full career. In that time period, how many babies do you think you've delivered?
Well, it has to be somewhat of an approximation, but best I can arrive at is over 8,000.
Oh, goodness.
Yes.
Wow.
So I've been
That's
really...
That's staggering.
These are wonderful miracles, every single one of them, and it's been something that really keeps me going.
I'm sure. You know, bringing so many lives into the world, it just has to have impacted on the way you see the world. How do you think it has?
Well, I think it really stokes my inclination to be optimistic. It's impossible to be pessimistic when you're seeing new life created and brought into reality. So I think that's probably the biggest effect on me it's had.
Wow. And you started here, you said earlier before we started talking, in 1963. So lots of things have to have changed. Can you tell us about some of those changes?
Oh, it's really tumultuous change. Probably for hundreds of years, maternity care was pretty steady, non-medical involvement. But in the last 100 years, there's huge changes. And in the 50 years that I was part of the equation, the developments were really quite dramatic, going all the way from doing much more in-depth technologic interventions while we're trying to retain the family-based natural childbirth baseline aspect of obstetric care. So this has been a real dilemma to try to blend the technology with humanity.
Yeah, it makes sense to me. I mean, you're doing things these days like IVF, freezing of eggs, and at the same time, you're trying to create an environment that's almost like a home birth situation. It seems like you're almost flying at odds with those two types of those forces that are intervening.
It is a conflict, but it's a conflict that, like many conflicts, ends up producing heat and light, and you end up making significant improvements. You can really be enlightened by what you see.
Now, I had some statistics that were shared to me prior to your coming that you have taught over 8,000 medical residents, over 8,000 medical students, and about 200 medical residents and 16 fellows in maternal fetal medicine. That's a staggering number of people that you have affected in your career.
Well, you hope that you're remembered, of course, for what you taught, and as they apply that knowledge to helping others, it is a reassuring feeling to have the impression that your legacy is going to be with the people you taught to render the kind of care that you think is really important.
What would you like people to think of when they think of your legacy?
Well, that's I guess the thing that I would appreciate mostly is the attention I tried to focus on socioeconomic, cultural and behavioral aspects of maternal health to improve the outcome of pregnancy. I mean, I think the technologies of diabetes and hypertension and RH disease, and we did wonderful things with that, but we're left now with poor outcomes that are still coming from the poor, the disadvantaged. I think I did really try to focus a lot of my attention on improving the care for the indigent patients, which I think is where it really needed it.
Wow. So as you look forward to retirement at this point, in some ways, well, you're going to maintain connection to the medical school and keep working as an emeritus professor. I mean, are there specific academic or scholarly things you want people to remember you for? I know you published some huge number of articles, 50 scientific publications.
Yes. I think what I'm most proud of is the some of the work I did in the first few decades, where we identified the ability to discover who in the population is at high risk. The idea is that if we knew who's high risk, we could intensify the care and improve the overall outcome of the pregnancy. And I think working with Dr. Nesbitt and some of my other colleagues in the first couple of decades, we were able to do that. And then once we knew how to find who's the high-risk patient, we developed a regional center and a regional program for Central New York that would allow us to give special care to the high-risk patient. So that is a source of great pride.
I'm sure that most of what you've done is a source of great pride. Do you think that we're moving in the right direction in obstetrics? I don't want to run out of time. We've got only a little bit of time left. Or do you think that there is much still to be done?
Well, I think we're headed in the right direction. I'm concerned that we need more attention to the poor and more attention to blending the technology with humanity. But I think there's a great chance that we can achieve this without a problem.
Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in. You've had such an august career, and you've honored us with your presence today. My guest has been Dr. Richard Arbery. He's the Director of Academic and Community Obstetrics at Upstate Medical University. I'm Linda Cohen, and you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air.